Hello, friends. Welcome to this 21st of our 22 days together, our sessions together this month. Thank you for joining us. We're happy to be here. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed, but also full. Do a quick scan of your body and notice anything that might be happening in your body. Maybe something that has been happening the last few days or the last few hours. Notice what's happening and decide that in this moment it's okay that your body is doing this, whatever it is. If anything, for some it could be a digestive issue, a muscle issue, a headache, different kinds of things. It could be something else, chemical, endocrinological. Pardon the channel's Mercury retrograde mouth. Now please send cords down into the earth and inhale the energy of the earth each inhale, fully up into your body. Let this energy come up into your body. Thank the earth for being available to you 24/7 to do this grounding process. We want you to be connected to the earth 24/7. We want you to realize in the morning when you wake up, it's good to ground, and then to live that way throughout the day, and then to ensure before you go to sleep that you're grounded again. We want you to do this all the time. Establishing a daily practice to do this, as we encourage you to do with these calls and the MP3s that go with them, is a major step toward that direction of training your linear logical mind to remember, right, I'm not grounded, and to train your body to feel good by being grounded. So breathe full of the energy of the earth up into your body, and on your exhales, just gently relax it, let it go. Make sure this energy reaches all parts of your body. Notice where there may be tension and decide that during our time together today that it's okay for you to let it go. Also, decide that during our time together today, the energies of other people that you may have picked up, even people you like and who like you, decide that you cannot possibly use the energies of other people and that during our call today, that you are willing to release these energies. We'll do it formally after we get connected here in a few minutes. With this, we wish to impress upon you the importance of setting intentions and willingness. Let's say that you have a decision that you need to make, and you've been putting it off. To take away pressure to make the decision, decide that you are willing to get to the place where you can make that decision in the best possible way. This will help. I want you to play with this. So at the outset of these sessions, we ask you to be willing to let go of stress during our time together and willing to let go of the energies of other people. Please call on your own guidance team and let them know that you are open to receiving support, their wisdom, their nudges, their stimulation of your intuition. Thank them in advance for all they do, and let them know that you are willing to learn the language, perhaps languages, they use to communicate with you. Okay, if you are open to receiving energy work tonight, please decide that you are willing to be affected by the vibration in the channel's voice, and also that you are willing to welcome in, that you are open to welcome in Jehudi, Tom, and Metatron working together to do energy work for you today. Just say yes, please, in your mind if you're willing. And for those of you who are willing, in about 10 or 15 seconds, we'll begin that process. Okay, here we go. Activating your root chakra. Decide right now, please, that in this moment, here together. Everything is fine. And you are safe. Now decide you're ready to let go of tension that's come up today in the last few days. Decide that because you're safe, you can let go of all tension. You cannot possibly use tension and stress, worry, anxiety, fear, to tell you who you are now or going forward or at any point in the future. Decide to gather those energies up in the center of your field and send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving this extra garbage you cannot use. Now please decide that you are willing to own all of your choices with compassion. Decide that you are willing to, when appropriate, say yes please and no thank you in all areas of life. Decide that you are willing to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what you are feeling, doing, or thinking. No matter what motivates you in a particular moment, doesn't mean you have to act on any of these things. But decide you are willing to be compassionate with all parts of yourself, no matter what you are feeling. Realize you know a part through feeling what it feels. You think it's you. It's not. It's a part of you. You're a divine being, without attachment to memories and pain and fear. You are a portion of God and Goddess. But these imprints and inscriptions are on your emotional body. So the energies, you get triggered by energies, you feel emotion. But these emotions are not who you are. So decide once again you're willing to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what you are feeling. Now we put our attention on the body. We would like for you to think of a situation, a condition, a chronic injury, a thing that happens with or in or on your body. I want you to think of something challenging. Maybe you have thought, oh, there has to be a message here. Maybe you have even worked with this channel or others to help you understand what it is. But anything that you have thought of, you've said, I wish I understood what that was so that I could move beyond it. Consider that for you. What's that been like? Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. This is your job for the rest of our time together today, to stay connected to the earth, undoubtedly, firmly connected. Thank the earth once again for always being available to you. But realize you have free will about whether you will choose to connect to the earth. If you forget to do it but know you should, decide you're not going to judge yourself. Again, decide you're willing to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what's going on. Now consider this particular issue, and some of the feelings will come up. Some of the things that have confused you, some of the things you've researched about it, the methods you have researched or undertaken to attempt to treat it or to treat it. But we're asking you for something that comes back, to think of something that comes back. Now realize your body is constantly telling you how your life is going. So whatever it is, this thing your body does, it is communication from your physical vehicle to show you, to manifest how a belief, a choice, a thought, a judgment, a feeling, how it's going. Is this aligned with truth? Is it loving? Is it fear-based? Is it shame-based? Your body manifests your fears and your shame, your guilt, your self-doubt, your regret, your anger. Your body manifests all of this. So right now, please thank your body for always telling you something you need to know. considering this particular issue for you, this thing that has confused or vexed you, that has caused pain and discomfort over and over again, or for a very long time, in one sitting, so to speak, like one episode, or recurring. I want you to decide that you are strong enough to be compassionate with whatever the source of this issue is. Now, what this means is that no matter what pain or discomfort presents, meaning whatever you actually experience in a given day or moment with this situation, whatever it is, it's a part of you speaking to you. And we're asking you to be willing to meet that part with love. Now, what this part is saying is something like, I am uneasy about this decision I keep making. Or, I am afraid about this thing I keep doing. Or, to give you a variety of examples, one of these may resonate with you as you think about this particular physical issue or situation. It might say, I regret this particular choice from the past. It might say, I believe that I am a bad person, or I do not deserve love because of this thing that happened or this thing I did in the past. It might say, I'm afraid of what might happen next. It might say, I'm terrified of what I might do if pressed, if painted into a corner. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, thanking the earth for always being available, thanking your body for always manifesting how everything is going for you. Letting this energy fill your body, scan your body right now, and note what it feels like to be in your body. You may simultaneously find relaxation and fear. You may find nervousness, but also peace. But scan your body and notice what you are feeling. Now, decide that you are willing to let this part of your body or this process that occurs speak to you. Decide you are willing to put words to what is manifesting. Call in your guides for this. Sit down in meditation daily until you figure it out. Ask for support in your dreams. Ask for imagery while you meditate or while you dream. But decide that you are going to hear and articulate what this is, and therefore get to the bottom of it. Once again, decide you are strong enough to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what they say, which is no matter what you feel. Now decide that when this thing happens, you are no longer willing to be afraid of it. You are willing to see it as a message. As we ask you to do this, part of you might say, dread, fear, all these things that come up. Your relationship with pain and discomfort, for example, can keep you from being open and knowing that you are strong enough to be compassionate in order to hear what is actually going on. You may feel swept away by the physical sensation of pain and the fear it engenders. I want you to decide that you are willing to feel all that goes with this situation, because you are going to articulate what it is about in order to move through it. When this thing happens, we want you to put your conscious awareness inside this and let it speak. Move your conscious awareness, when it happens, to this part of your body. And you might say, well, how am I supposed to do that? Sounds easy for an ascended master, but we ask you frequently in this process that we do with you to, for example, breathe the energy of the earth from your in through your bottoms of your feet and your root chakra up to a particular chakra, and then out through that particular chakra, in through your crown, and then out through your heart. We ask you to do these things. You are, in those cases, putting your attention on those parts of your body. Decide once again that you are strong enough to hold space for a part of you that speaks through discomfort and pain. I have a message. I am uncomfortable with this reality. I dread this eventuality. I regret that decision. I fear this, that, the other thing, everything. Decide you are willing to be compassionate no matter what is spoken, but that you have to be willing to feel the pain in order to be open to feel the pain. To decide while you are feeling this pain to relax and let it be so it can speak. This is one of the most profound tools we can offer you. For you to become your own medical intuitive. To empower you to learn to use your body. To learn to receive the messages of your divine manifestation through your physical form. One of the most important, most profound tools we can offer you. But you must be willing to feel the pain that your body is using to communicate with you. We recognize we have each Metatron and Jehudi lived human lives. We know what it's like. Of course, the channel is a living one now. You are a living one now. When you feel pain, a part of you goes into fear mode, perhaps threatens to hit the panic button. But of course, at the end of all paths that begin with feeling pain is a fear of death. We want you to decide that you are willing to accept that someday your physical body will die. And in the interim, your physical body will constantly manifest how your beliefs are going. And if you have a crummy belief, if you hold a grudge, if you hold a fear, if you have a relationship with fear and panic and shame, regret and guilt from the past, if every day you look at yourself and you see something to judge and criticize, your body will do what it can to manifest this energy. If every day you decide that you are wonderful, that you are a divine portion of all that is, divine intelligence, cosmic creator consciousness, who is learning through a rather convoluted obstacle course how to go from making choices based in fear into making choices based in love and faith, this convoluted obstacle course being a series of lives lived across the Earth timeline, your soul's many lives. If you do that, then you celebrate the fact that you are a work in progress. Then you will burn off what you hold from the past that is trying to manifest as this chronic or persistent problem in your body. Focus, please, again on the energy from the Earth, breathing it fully up into your body. Thank the Earth for always being available to help you with this. Thank your body for constantly manifesting how the rest of your life is going. Decide you are willing to listen to the messages of your body and view your body as an ally, not as a hindrance, not as something to dread dealing with, an ally. It is a divine messenger to show you what energies you are vibrating. This brings us to the end of our time together today. Decide that any debris, anything that's come up about these things, that you can no longer use and be healthy and happy. Decide you cannot possibly use these energies to tell you who you are now or ever. Gather them up in the center of your field and send them down through the cords into the earth with gratitude. Also, the energies of other people that may have influenced some of these situations or how you relate to your body. Decide you cannot possibly use the energies of other people, no matter how much you love them and they love you. Can never use them to tell you who you are. Gather them up in the center of your field. Also, send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Anything that the channel may have loaned to you as we do energy work through him, he's calling back to himself. Anything he may have loaned or borrowed from you, he's giving back to you individually. Please echo this from your own perspective to clear things up. Thank you for your time and energy. We love doing this for you. We will happily speak to you tomorrow for the last day of our 22 together. Take care of yourself. Good night.